Remember the hand as your symbol, and keep this message in mind. If each one reach one, and each one teach one, our culture will survive.
Mama Fundi lived in a small village below the Sahara in the heartland of the continent of Africa. She was the oldest woman in the village and was loved and respected by children and adults. Mama Fundi's spirit and love for her people and her culture earned her a position of honor second only to the chief. Mama Fundi's role was to make sure that the village customs, traditions, and skills were passed from one generation to the next. She understood the purpose and reason for maintaining the customs, and she planted that understanding in the minds of her people. For that reason, Mama Fundi was revered as a keeper of the culture, and she took her place among the master drummers and the healers and the weavers and all the other skilled artisans and craftsmen. Day after day, year after year, for generations, Mama Fundi would rise with the sun and wake the people of the village with a song. Then they would gather around her house, and she would tell them words of encouragement and reasons as to why they should approach their daily chores and tasks with pride and honor. Mama Fundi always started by saying, "Put forth your best in everything you do, for the survival of our culture may one day depend on you." Then she would explain how the rhythms of the drums were the foundation to the rhythm of life, and how the movements of the sacred dances were a way of communicating. She told them of the necessity of learning how to grow crops and tend cattle. She shared the importance of knowing and respecting the land. Mama Fundi told them why they should understand which plants were to be used for nourishment and which herbs were to be used for healing. After Mama Fundi's words of inspiration and encouragement, the people would set out to do their daily chores. And that's the way it was for generation after generation. Then one day, Mama Fundi did something different. At sunrise, Mama Fundi woke the village with her song. She gathered them around her house, but instead of giving them words of inspiration and encouragement, she told them a story. She told them a story that the spirits had sent to her in the dream the night before. Mama Fundi told the people a story about a people who were stolen from their homeland, taken to a faraway place. But she said the people survived because they understood and knew their culture. Mama Fundi looked into the faces of all the people, and she spoke to them in a voice that they never heard before, saying, "If you ever forget any lesson that I have taught you, you must never forget this." And she held out her hand. "Remember my hand as your symbol, and keep this message in mind. If each one reach one, and each one teach one, our culture will survive." And as the story was told, Mama Fundi's people were stolen from the mats, and they were snatched from the fields, and they were taken from the plains. But they remembered Mama Fundi's words And when they were placed upon the huge ships, taken to faraway places, they remembered Mama Fundi's words, if each one reach one, and each one teach one, the culture will survive. And they became the teachers. They began to teach what they knew. In the cotton fields, in the tobacco fields, and in the sugarcane alleys, they taught what they knew. In the kitchen, behind the barn, and in the one-room shacks, they taught what they knew. At the riverbanks and down in the marshes, they taught what they knew, and the culture did survive. The culture survived in the work songs, jump rope chants, and hand games. The culture survived through the hucklebuck, the ring shouts, the hand bone, and the praise dances. The culture survived with yams and hoppin' john and pot liquor. The culture survived under the North Star, by the marshlands with secret codes. The culture survived because of the faith, the determination, and understanding of the reasons and purpose for the ways and customs of Mama Fundi's village.